Hello, this is Jacqueline. Always a privilege and pleasure to share empowering moments with each and every one of you across this planet and the entire universe, reminding you of who you are and what you desire. Permission granted. I have an invitation I'd like to invite and extend to each and every one of you today and actually every day unto eternity. That invitation is this. What if you knew that every person you had the privilege to interact and connect with today was placed in your life for the very reason to amplify your potential and not your problems, to remind you of the abundance within you and not the scarcity, to amplify your worthiness and the love that's within you rather than the fear and the survival? What would that be like today if you knew that what came to you and who comes to you is always a match to you? So does that mean that the person that might have been a little bit off this morning, a little bit discourteous, or really, really rude, you mean that I'm being rude, Jacqueline? That's not what we're saying. But what comes to you and who comes to you is always a match to you. It does not mean it's tit for tat. If you have any stress going on today, and we've all encountered stress, there's no question about it. The distinction between an empowered person like you and one who has not yet become awakened to consciousness of empowerment is you don't linger there long in stress. You know it doesn't become you. It doesn't serve you. It's not okay. It's actually too small for you. But if someone today shows up and they are less than favorable in their behavior to you, then the person you get to have a conversation with is who? You. It's again, not that you were acting rude to someone, but if you are in a mode or a frequency or vibration, thoughts and feelings that are on the side of stress, then you can't help but to bring in people who are going to mirror that to back to you. There is this fabulous discovery in neuroscience that's called mirror neurons, which means that the behavior within you and the observing in another goes hand in hand. And so if you are noticing all who you are, then those who you bring into your sphere of influence more than likely won't be discourteous or a nuisance or a bother or less than high vibration. But if by chance they do show up like that, what if, again, the invitation is this, that behind that superficial behavior, that survival behavior, that stressed out behavior, you took on the meaning, and this meaning only, which is the invitation of today. They are here to amplify my potential. They have shown up for me in this very moment, perfect order, perfect time, to remind me just how powerful I truly am. And then you get to take them off the hook. Remember, my coaching for you with empowerment is your power to control your vibration, to exercise vibrational control. And everybody's off the hook of you being empowered. And fortunately, you are off the hook of everyone else's empowerment. But if you will utilize the interactions today, they're so priceless and so privileged. And wow, when someone shows up like our collective time together, we know it's saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for reminding me and amplifying and calling me to be more, to go into even higher frequencies of all who I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we come across those who doesn't sound so much like we want to thank them in the beginning. We might want to say a few other choice words to that person. But then we take a beat, we take a pause, we take a mindful moment, we take an inhale, and we exhale, sip something healthy, and we remind ourselves of who we are. And we ask this question, or we say this mantra aligned with the invitation of today. What if they were simply here to remind me of my potential? Huh? What if they were amplifying the abundance in me and reminding me that I am more than I am giving myself credit for in this very moment? What if they are a blessing versus a burden? What if they are truly a gift rather than trying to take from me? The perspective matters, and it matters within you because you color your world that way. What if every single person, the invitation goes like this, that you simply privately, and if you want to verbalize it, as well as always vibrational, say thank you. Thank you for the reminder. Thank you for the reminder that there is nothing and no one more important than me being true to myself. Thank you for the reminder that nothing matters more than I'm in alignment and I'm not out of alignment in a state of stress and survival. Thank you for the reminder that I am surrendering to the consequence and circumstance, and I am reminding myself that I am aligned with all who I am. Can you imagine how powerful today will be for you as you utilize every interaction, not from a transactional state, not even, more of a relational perspective that says, I see you and I see that you see me. And I want to say thank you, whether you, again, you say that out loud, you say it with a smile, you're always saying it vibrationally. And most importantly, you bring that thank you back to you. Because thank you is the ultimate state of receivership, where you're receiving all of the abundance. But Jacqueline, they were rude. I don't want to receive their negative energy. You won't, because you're seeing past that. You're going to see past and utilize those mirror neurons that the neuroscientists have discovered within each and every one of us. Whereas we act and then we observe it in others, a match becomes a match. Let us not match up with someone's ill behavior. Let us not match up with someone who is out of alignment. And let us hold the space of our own personal alignment. So when someone comes to us, more often than not, we'd like them to be in alignment. And then the two of us or three of us or the entire collective can go even higher. But guess what? You're so powerful. And the invitation today is to remind you, to be empowered doesn't mean everyone's to be perfect. Certainly not me. We're to be powerful. It doesn't mean life is to go according to plan. I promise you, a few of those days would be way too boring for you and too small. What it is to know that no matter what, you'll show up. You'll show up as you, as the aligned self. And if we're going to be interacting with others, and if others are truly privileged to be in your sphere of influence as you are in theirs, wouldn't it be smart, a very smart play, to be able to really interact and connect on a higher level where I see you and I see how you see me? What is namaste all about? I know each and every one of you have heard it. And I'm sure you've put your hands together in prayer position and put a kneel down and put your bowed head. Namaste. The spirit of me sees the spirit in you. It doesn't say this, hey, my behavior sees the behavior in you and I don't really like it. That's not what it says. It says, yeah, I see that, but I'm going to pretend that that's not happening. I'm going to speak to your potential. That doesn't mean you have to linger there long if their behavior continues. But I'd like you, each and every interaction, just practice this. Empowerment is a lifestyle. Stardust everywhere is about having those micro dosing of stardust moments, and where you get to know that every single person that you have the privilege to interact with and connect with today, that you leave on an elevated note, and it's as clean and as profound as this. Thank you. Thank you for the reminder that nothing is more important than I am to be me. Thank you for the reminder to be so powerful. Thank you for the reminder to amplify my potential. Now notice how we're not including because I don't ever want to be like you, because your behavior was so ill. We're only including that other person in our life as a reminder to say thank you. Thank you to them and thank you to self. Now what are you matching up to in that perspective? Abundance, appreciation, alignment. And guess what's going to come to you? More experiences, more people that will be lined up with a match of abundance, appreciation, alignment. When we become aware, truly aware, instead of just being observers of the circumstance, you can observe for a moment, but then you go internal and you become truly aware of who you are. It's so readily available for you to get into alignment in a heartbeat. And we know that through mindful moments. Remember, you're doing the thinking anyway. You're breathing anyway. Please tell me you are. So let that life force flow. And if you're going to be out in this world anyway, whether virtually and always vibrationally, whether physically or wherever you are, wherever you decide to go on this planet, whether in your imagination or here, right here with us, why wouldn't you be present to the moment and present to the magic that is created when you tap into the law of compounding, the law of connection, where you simply begin and end with a thank you? Because if you do that, you won't be dodging the moment. You won't be dodging people or trying to escape or numb yourself. Instead, you'll be so curiously compassionate for yourself and others that you can't help but to get out there and then start interacting on even deeper or more profound levels. We are here for relational, not transactional. We are here to connect and collaborate on a collective to take things and thoughts higher, to go into a higher frequency. The only way we can do that is from a state of appreciation. I find the two words thank you are some of the most accelerated ways for you to go there. And of course, self-appreciation will serve each and every one of us well. Can you imagine today, again, accepting my invitation, not at face value, do it on your own. As you move through this day, can you imagine if you are self-appreciating, who do you think you might get to run into today? Who do you think might show up out of the blue, if you will, that is serendipitous? Or think again, who do you think that you'll get to meet or re-meet again and again and again? Deja vu, once and twice and continued. Then you are in a state of self-appreciation, in a state of gratitude, of thank you, thank you, thank you. Here's who you get to look forward to connecting with today. People who are highly elevated. People who see your potential and remind you of it in loving, powerful, playful ways. People who want to play big on this planet and beyond. People who are on holiday, not because they've escaped their homes, but because their perspective is so profound and so elevated. What could you possibly be waiting for? To tap into the power of gratitude, of saying thank you in advance to every single person you will have the privilege to play with today. Even if they show up a little bit off, a little bit stressed, you can send compassion their way as you give yourself your own compassion. Today is about saying thank you. I thank you now and I thank you in advance for showing up powerfully for all of us on this planet and beyond. When you show yourself that sense of gratitude, that sense of awe, arrogance can't be found and neither can stress. What the only thing that'll be found is the pure potential of you, and that's really who we want to play with, isn't it? Begin now. Permission granted.